KSR News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Voters are expressing their thoughts in Columbus, Ohio, as they cast their ballots in that state's primary election.
At the polls in Columbus, Ohio, voter concerns range, but age is top of mind for one voter named Tyler.
I think Joe Biden has the experience needed to be president, but, you know, I think he did really well in the State of the Union, but his age is a real concern.
Separately, Brenda Woodfolk, who is also a Columbus resident, says she doesn't want another presidency with Donald Trump.
Yes, they are old, but Biden seems to want to do the right thing. He's not trying to be a dictator or a Hitler, per se, like as if Trump.
In addition to Ohio, primaries are also being held in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Kansas. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Supreme Court has let a strict Texas border enforcement law take effect. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a 6-3 ruling, the High Court said the law can be enforced while a legal battle over immigration policy plays out. The Texas law allows state officials to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally. The Biden administration is suing to strike down the measure, arguing it's a clear violation of federal authority. But Texas has said it has a right to take action in response to an ongoing crisis at the southern border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is deploying about 40 National Guardsmen to Texas to support border control efforts along the nation's southern border. Sanders' office said in a news release that the operation is at the governor's direction and will begin April 1st and run through May 30th. Sanders says the Arkansas Guard can help supplement Texas's efforts to keep the border secure and states safe. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 320 points, the Nasdaq rose 69. This is SRN News. A new survey seeks to measure the LGBT population.
The Gallup poll indicates that about 1 in 13 U.S. adults identify as LGBT. That includes less than 1 in 100 of the total population who say they are transgender. However, the gay lifestyle seems to be increasingly popular with America's youngest people. The Gallup study finds that a higher proportion of 20-something adults identify as LGBT, a little over one-fifth of those born from 1997 through 2005. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the number of Muslim students in public schools growing, officials are grappling with their needs during Ramadan, when dawn-to-dusk fasting is a duty of Islam. At one magnet school in St. Paul, Minnesota, which includes many Muslim students from Somalia, an area in the library has been set aside for those who are fasting so they don't need to be in the cafeteria. There's a large Muslim population in the upper Midwest. This is SRN News. Israel cannot rule out terror tunnels under West Bank settlements. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Israel's security echelon is focusing its attention on finding terror tunnels beneath the West Bank. The structures under the Gaza Strip are formidable obstacles as they allow terrorist forces to move around in secrecy and inflict large numbers of casualties, often ambushing Israeli troops seeking to neutralize them. Although tunnels beneath the West Bank have not yet been discovered, officials believe the success of the elaborate arrays of tunnels beneath Gaza and Hezbollah-infested areas of South Lebanon make the use of them in the West Bank a natural conclusion. Terrorist groups have commandeered massive amounts of cement and other building materials intended for humanitarian use to build infrastructure miles long. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.